We're talking with retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. He's now Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council, sir. And you retired in 2007, and it was just, I believe, 2010 when Congress lifted the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. So now it is fine as far as the federal government is concerned for openly gay service members. And there, I'm sure there are other changes happening as well. I know there's a lot of concern over same-sex ceremonies happening on military bases and so forth. What's your sense of the impact that that policy change is having on our military?
Well, I think it's reducing the morale of the military. I also think that it's impacting on the readiness, and that readiness is something that, unless you've been in the military, particularly in a combat organization, you don't understand it. The full effects of this will not be realized for a decade. But as a camaraderie and a brotherhood that is such that I am willing to risk my life for the guy next to me, and that comes with a absolute trust and a bonding that I am very concerned that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal will disrupt that bonding, that brotherhood. But it's going to be, you know, civilian control of the military is fundamental to our way of life. So the military is going to do the very best they can to adapt, because this is legislation. This is what they've been told to do. Accept it, adapt to it. And they're going to do that. But there is something that is almost esoteric that people do not understand about the brotherhood, the fellowship, the trust, the bonding that occurs in a combat unit that is fundamental to its readiness.
The repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell came after, obviously, pressure from the administration, but Defense Secretary Gates was on board. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs at the time, Admiral Mullen, was on board. And they cited research showing that a majority in the armed services were fine with this change. I know your colleague, who I've spoken with many times, retired Colonel Bob McGinnis, says that that research is not accurate. What's your sense of how this change went over?
Well, I think that was a done deal before they ever started the survey. And if you and Bob and I have talked about it, if you look at how the survey was conducted, I don't find any validity in the results of the survey.
Last topic, and I guess how this leads to a larger umbrella issue of perhaps political correctness or the larger changing culture within the military. Those who recognize your name know that you came under fire for expressing your Christian beliefs while you were still on active duty. And now, of course, there are more policy changes than just Don't Ask, Don't Tell happening that suggest an era of political correctness is growing in the military. What else do you see out there that's potentially impactful to our men and women in uniform?
Well, I think you're onto something very important. And I think what you're seeing now is you're seeing an attack on religious liberty in the military as well. And you know, you could say that I was sort of the original indicator of that because of expressing my Christian views. But that said, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell puts a lot of pressure on chaplains for same-sex ceremonies and that type of thing. But the Air Force, for example, just recently put out a statement saying a new Air Force policy that if any commander, you know, uses his position to express his faith or to influence his troops in any way with regards to faith, that he will be punished. There is an attack on religious liberty in our military, and think about it. These are the very people that are out there fighting for the First Amendment, and in many cases, you know, are dying in service to this country and to our Constitution, because that's what their oath is to, the Constitution, including the First Amendment, and now they are being robbed of their own religious liberties.
Do you think that'll affect recruiting over time?
Oh, I think it will, and I think it will because mom and dad out in Salina, Kansas, you know, are going to say, you know, I don't want Johnny or Janie serving in an institution where they can't worship freely, where they're going to be their religious liberties are going to be under attack. And I think it's going to impact the attitudes of moms and dads across America that still have very traditional American values.
Very last question. What are you and FRC and others perhaps doing to reverse this trend, if anything?
Well, we're the Family Research Council, so we're doing an awful lot of research on it, and we're talking to a lot of people and trying to determine just how bad the problem is, how serious it is, and then we're developing a strategy to use our resources and our influence to try and reverse this trend. Not to push a single religion, but to allow for the free worship or exercise of that faith, whatever it might be.
General, we'll have to leave it there. You've been very kind with your time today, sir. Thank you.
Enjoyed being with you.
Thank you, sir. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, now Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.